Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch toward the weekend. We also made it to the month of February, so welcome to February the 1st. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. I have a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Have a throwback from my artist of the week, Justin Timberlake. My favorite song from Justin, Cry Me a River. And in today's entertainment spotlight, yesterday I had a chance to speak with award-winning author Tina Siemens on Conversations Live, the radio show. You got to hear part of that conversation today. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In national news, Islamic resistance in Iraq group is to blame for Jordan drone strike that killed three troops, the United States says. The United States on Wednesday attributed the drone attack that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan to Islamic resistance in Iraq, an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias, as President Joe Biden weighs his response options to the strike. The attribution comes as Iran threatened on Wednesday to decisively respond to any U.S. attack on the Islamic Republic after the U.S. said it holds Tehran responsible. The U.S. has signaled it is preparing for retaliatory strikes in the Mideast in the wake of the Sunday drone attack that also wounded at least 40 troops at Tower 22, a secretive base in northeastern Jordan that's been crucial to the American presence in neighboring Syria. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said Wednesday the U.S. believes the attack was planned, resourced, and facilitated by the Islamic resistance in Iraq. He said Biden believes that it is important to respond in an appropriate way. Kirby said Biden was continuing to weigh retaliation options to the attack, but said the first thing you see won't be the last thing, adding it won't be a one-off. Kirby dismissed a statement by the Iraqi militia announcing the suspension of military and security operations against the occupation forces in order to prevent embarrassment to the Iraqi government. He said that the group can't be taken at face value, and he added, they're not the only group that has been attacking us. Biden, meanwhile, is set to attend the somber return of the fallen troops to the U.S. soil on Friday at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, known as a dignified transfer, the White House has announced. In more national news, man who killed two women near the Las Vegas Strip is sentenced to life in prison. A man convicted of fatally shooting two Northern California women near the Las Vegas Strip almost 8 years ago has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Omar Talley, 38, was sentenced Tuesday after a judge reprimanded him for his lack of remorse, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Talley's defense attorney argued that his client had apologized to the victims' families, but Talley interrupted him to again state that he only expressed his condolences and claimed he was not involved in the killing, the newspaper reported. Talley was convicted in October of last year of two counts of murder with a deadly weapon and one count of attempted murder. Talley initially faced the death penalty in the case, but prosecutors withdrew the possibility of capital punishment before his trial began, court records show. The victims were in Las Vegas for a family celebration. In more national news, witness to killing of Run-DMC's Jam Master Jay ID's man who shot hip-hop luminary. For 15 years, a witness told authorities he didn't recognize the gunman who he saw kill Run-DMC's Jam Master Jay in the Rap Stars recording studio, but on Wednesday, the individual who was himself wounded in the gunfire pointed across a courtroom and identified Carl Jordan Jr. as the shooter in one of the world's most infamous killings in hip-hop history. He kind of walked directly to Jay and gave like half a handshake with an arm, and at the same time, that's when I heard a couple of shots, the individual told jurors of Jordan. Both Jordan and Ronald Washington, who's accused of being an accomplice, have pleaded not guilty. The witness said he was looking down at his ringing phone as the gunfire erupted and looked up again. And then I see Jay just fall, he said. Then the witness said he felt pain in his left leg and realized he had been shot at the Jam Master Jay, the hip-hop luminary who'd hired him as a teenager to help around his studio and record label, was gravely wounded. I'm trying to tend to my wound, and at the same time, I'm trying to give Jay attention, asking him, is he okay? Can he talk? Whatever. And he was just not responding, the witness testified. He said that during the shooting, Washington was at the studio door telling another witness to get on the ground and stay there. And finally, in business news, Federal Reserve signals that interest rate cuts aren't imminent and leaves them unchanged for now. The Federal Reserve indicated Wednesday that it's nearing a long-awaited shift to toward cutting interest rates, a sign that its officials have grown confident that they're close to fully taming inflation, but the Fed also signaled that the first rate cut is likely months away. The central bank kept its key rate unchanged at about 5.4%, a 22-year high. In a statement, it marked a policy shift by dropping previous wording that said it was still considering further rate hikes. Still, the Fed cautioned that it does not expect it will be appropriate to cut rates until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving substantially to its 2% target. That suggests that a rate reduction is unlikely at its next meeting in March. I don't think it's likely that the committee will reach a level of confidence by the time of the March meeting to start cutting rates, Chair Jerome Powell said at a news conference. The overall changes to the Fed's statement Wednesday, compared with its last meeting in December, show that it has moved toward considering rate reductions while still maintaining flexibility. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words That Choose to Live By. Looking for a reason to feel great about yourself? Just remember that whatever happened yesterday, you were created for greatness. You have greatness in your DNA. Accept nothing less but greatness for yourself. Receive it, believe it, and then go about your day living it. Have an amazing Thursday. Justin Timberlake is our artist of the week this week. You guys have been hearing his new single, Selfish, but because it is Thursday, I want to do a throwback to my favorite song and video of Justin, that being Cry Me a River. Here it is right here on Conversation Daily News.
My sun, you were my earth. You didn't know all the ways I loved you. No, you took a chance, made of a plan. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No, you don't have to say what to say. People told me, keep messing with my head. Should have picked on a season you may not have thought of. Yeah. Don't have to say what you did. I already know.
I'm down from him. There's just no chance.
You and me.
You and me. Never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Is done, so I guess I'll be bitches done. I beat you to the end.
You don't have to say what you did. I already know. No chance. You and me. Don't it make you feel better?
We are part of my conversation coming up with award-winning author Tina Siemens in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us, you're listening to Conversation Dirty News. For Conversation Dirty News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Award-winning author Tina Siemens rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her exciting 2024. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Tina, always a pleasure to have you on. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Cyrus, thank you again for the opportunity. It's always a joy to anticipate the next show that we can do together. I really appreciate the time.
Well, look, I appreciate it as well. Both of us have been busy. We were just talking about how quickly this year is already moving, Tina. And you started off 2024 in the best way, your books winning awards. What has it been like for you, Tina, to continue to see the way people are responding to your story and also, of course, your family story?
It is absolutely a gift that keeps on giving. We as authors, we think that once the book is published and it's out there in a physical book form, but today's society and all the different platforms of the digital world, just to see the responses coming from the most unexpected genres of people saying, I read your book, and this is what my takeaway was. Like, it's just a truly a gift, and then to get the award for best author in my community, that was truly, truly an amazing blessing.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely deserved, Tina, and I'm so glad that people are continuing to be able to find out about your story. So I have to ask you, when you first published your first book, Seminole, could you have imagined that you would reach all the people that you are?
No, because I kind of went in it blindfolded. Because I wanted the book merely as a record for my grandchildren and my children, and my immediate family, for them to have a complete guide of our amazing history. And so when it became a published work and people were buying it literally around the globe, it was truly something that I did not expect.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversation Dirty News, but let's get on to more of the wrap-up this week. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Dirty News today, so let's go make today amazing. Take care.